Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Friday, October 6th. Corn, wheat, and beans were all able to finish the day in positive territory, but only soybeans were able to finish higher on the week. Let's take a look first at corn. We've got December finishing up a half cent at 350. That's down 5.25 cents on the week. Funds as of Tuesday are short about 143,000 contracts of corn. This pressure up against the harvest pressure has us trading sideways as we head into next week's updated WASDE report on Thursday. Argentina's corn planting is running behind due to the excessive wetness. They are now about 17% completed versus 27% a year ago, and lower planted acres in Brazil could mean a cut of between 10 and 20% in their production this year versus last year's. Harvest as of Sunday was 17% completed versus 26% on average. There may be some delays there over the next few days as there is rain in the western Corn Belt and also the upper Midwest. We'll see how that pans out. Taking a look at wheat, we've got December up 2.75 cents at 443.5. That's down 4.75 cents on the week. Kansas City Dece up 2.5 cents at 436.75. That's down 6 cents on the week. Funds are short about 56,000 contracts of wheat. Winter wheat crop is 36% planted as of last Sunday versus 43% on average. Half of Argentina's wheat crop is still being affected by the excessive moisture, same moisture that is affecting their corn planting. And the EU raised their soft wheat production by 1 million metric tons up to 140.4 million metric tons. Taking a look at soybeans, November finished the day up 4 cents at 972.25. That's up 4 cents on the week, a nickel above the overnight close, moving up again towards the 200-day moving average, which comes in at 976. If we can get that above there and maybe stay there for more than a day, we could see some additional buying come in from the funds, as that would trigger some bullish incentive there. Funds are now long about 28,000 contracts of beans. Abiova of Brazil has pegged this year's bean production at 108.5 million metric tons. That's down about 5.3 from last year's 113.8, and Brazil's crop this year is only 6% planted versus 12% on average. Soybean harvest in the U.S. is 22% completed as of Sunday versus 26% on average. In outside markets, we've got the dollar a bit weaker today, down 15 points at 93.64. That's below the daily high of 94.10. That could help a little bit, but we do have crude oil backing off from above the $50 level after a high of 50.82. We're down $1.44 a barrel at 49.35. Stock market down about 50 points after a disappointing jobs report, and we have gold trading up $4.50 an ounce at $1,277.70 an ounce. Again, looks like the markets right now are going to be keeping an eye out for next week's updated WASDE report. Until then, we could have kind of a sideways choppy trade. Also of note, China will be getting back from their holiday next week. Possibly we could see some buying in the soybean markets that could put a floor under these markets and maybe get us above that 200-day moving average. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.